This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You're getting some weird texts over there, ain't you?
I get them all the time, weird texts.
About other teams of the AFC North?
Well, you know, Kenny, I am fully entrenched, especially because of all this Browns development, the Brook Park story. I've got my Columbus spies giving me state house information, real estate development stuff all over the state of Ohio because it's kind of all intertwined.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I get weird texts.
And you got a text about the future of one NFL franchise in the AFC North and their future.
Oh, yeah. There are people that fully think this is going to get... This is going to become a... You think the Browns saga between the city, between downtown, the county, and the Haslams is bad? They think the Cincinnati thing is going to escalate big time, especially when this one up here gets settled, because then it's going to be their turn.
I got sent something a couple of weeks ago, and I opened it up because it was odds on where the Bengals could move. And I thought, like, okay, Covington. And I go, what? St. Louis. Like, there was, like, real other places. San Antonio, St. Louis, Austin. Austin was on there. A bunch of other cities. And I'm going, what is this? London was on there, for crying out loud. I go, guys, I find the Bengals to be a whatever franchise for me in so many ways. I want to bring on Daryl with this. Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, I find the Bengals to be a whatever franchise. I have a lot more hate in my heart for the Ravens and Steelers. I know that they don't like us down there. However, I don't want them to have to move. I don't want their team to move. No. I don't want that to happen at all.
Yeah, and they got in late. With the budgeting process, as Lima alluded to, with their ask from the state for their potential renovation of their stadium, which does need work. I would argue Cleveland and Cincinnati has two of the worst stadiums in the National Football League when you talk about what teams offer their fans from an experience standpoint, as well as just the buildings themselves. So it is going to be interesting to see what ultimately happens over. We got about another month of this to go. June 30th, that's when the state budget's got to be on the governor's desk for his signature for it to get enacted. But, you know, this is more than just about what the Browns need. The challenge for lawmakers is finding something that can help all the pro sports teams here in town, or I should say in the state of Ohio, with their current and future stadium construction needs.
Well, not to mention, Daryl, like the contribution that the state would be asking from the Brown family. We know the Haslams have made their contribution known, what it would be hypothetically, and it's obviously very controversial between people in this community on whether the Haslams are doing enough, whether they can actually spend more, how much this needs to be subsidized by the public. But down in Cincinnati, I mean, you're dealing with the poorest owner in the NFL.
Yeah.
And he's not going to want to make any kind of a contribution. So the state might not want to do any kind of a matching situation here. It's what, 50%? So if that's the case,
actually it's 25 here for Brook Park.
Well, are you talking the real estate too, like the development component
the
of it too?
The state's not contributing. That's going to be privately financed by the Haslams and their partners.
Yeah. So what are we talking here? The $600 million, because I want
to
be.
It's 25% of the cost to build the dome.
The dome. Okay. So in Cincinnati, if they're not willing to do any of that, then, I mean, you can imagine that would be on an open market where there are other cities that would take an NFL team. Could drive up the price, could force their hand. You have the Kentucky aspect of it as well. Would that state bend over backwards to help them out if Ohio wouldn't? So there's a lot to think about.
Well, if you think Mike Brown's poor, you should see the state of Kentucky. They're broke. Kansas City right now is trying to keep the Chiefs and Royals. The state of Missouri has offered to, the governor out there has offered to pay 70% of the cost. Ohio's contribution is going to be 25% for Brook Park. They're offering 70% of the cost for a new ballpark for the Royals and a new stadium for the Chiefs. And, oh, by the way, the Chiefs would like to build the dome. So would the Philadelphia Eagles, the Washington Commanders. The Tennessee Titans are going to open a dome here in a couple of years. Jacksonville is getting a roof on their stadium. The Houston Texans, whose stadium opened in 2002, it, I guess, needs billions of dollars of work. So they're thinking about just building a brand new dome for the Texans down there in Houston. There's a dome arms race about to break out around the National Football League. And so, I mean, it's not just the Brown Stadium situation. It's not just the Bengals situation. There's a lot of teams around the league right now that are looking for new buildings, and they want roofs on them.
Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheibman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, Chris Olave, if you're the Browns, do you go after him or are you standing pat?
I think that they need receiver help. Unless Kevin Stefanski wants to go out there and run some routes and catch some footballs, which, by the way, coach has some great hands.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I saw him doing work the other night at his Keepers Foundation Under the Lights camp down at the stadium. And we've seen a couple of videos in practice out there in Berea where he snags footballs out of thin air. But yeah, I think that Andrew Berry has to keep looking at that room to try and find some ways to upgrade it. Part of the reason I was so much on the Travis Hunter train going into the draft, because I thought he would be the number one receiver. Like, Jerry Jeudy's good. I don't think he's a number one wide receiver, and I know some people will take that as like I'm ripping on Jerry Jeudy or criticizing him. I'm not. Like, I think he is a great number two guy playing the role of a number one receiver. I kind of feel like the Browns still need that number one receiver.
You know, we had talked before about a potential Ayuk move. You know, what about where the Browns are at right now in just their build here? You know, we obviously know that a lot of people think this is going to be a rough year unless one of these quarterbacks emerge in a big way. Vegas has them at like 5.5 wins, if that. So does that make sense for them to try to help out their quarterback with a receiver, but at the same time have to turn around, you know, trade assets for him and then pay him?
It's right now the quarterback is the biggest unknown quantity, right? Maybe they have something in Dylan Gabriel. Maybe they have something in Shedeur Sanders. Maybe they magically fell into something accidentally with Kenny Pickett. I don't know. But they have an opportunity to find that out this year, right? And then they're armed with the two draft picks in the first round next year if a kid becomes available. There could potentially be a franchise quarterback. They're positioned to go get that guy. But at the same time, I kind of feel like the Browns are a quarterback away. Yes, the offensive line is going to go through a transition here after this season. But the defense is built fairly well. When you look at the offense, outside setting the quarterback thing aside, I think the receiver room is really the only one that I look at and, you know, I feel like an upgrade. You know, they could use another piece in that room. So I don't think that when you talk about where they are in their roster building, Anthony, I don't think the Browns are that far off. The problem is they need the biggest piece of the puzzle right now, and that's an unknown quantity.
Darryl Ryder joining us on the show. So as you see it shaking out right now, I mean, I want to ask you something else here first. Do we need to see anybody this year? Because my whole thing I said to Daryl, what I said to Lyman, people got upset about it. Well, not that many people, but some did. I said, you know, Dylan and Sanders, it's great, but I'm just going to kind of look at it and say, if these guys can't beat out either one of the two older guys, then I don't really need to see them on the field. I got over the argument with DTR last year, like, oh, we got to see what we have in DTR. And Lyman said it himself, like, yeah, guys, you know what you have in DTR. This is a team that's desperate for franchise quarterbacks. If they don't trust either one of these two guys to go out there and beat either one of these two birds, then I don't have to deal with any of it, and I don't need to see them.
I think it's a fair point you make. There is a big part of me that feels like, you know, put the kids on the field and see what they have. You know, when you're trying to, if one of your goals this year internally, obviously externally the goal is to win as many football games as possible and, you know, hopefully compete for a playoff spot. But internally, realistically, if one of your goals is to figure out, okay, what are we putting in the quarterback room this offseason, right? Then I don't know how you accomplish that goal by playing Joe Flacco. And I say that with all due respect to everything that Joe did in 2023.
Didn't sound respectful to me.
Coming off as, I'm just saying, like, if you're trying to figure out, can Dylan Gabriel play at this level? Can Kenny Pickett play at this level? Can Shedeur Sanders be that guy? Like, I kind of feel like you got to see him. You got to get the game tape. So a little bit of catch 22 there. from my standpoint.
Yeah, but my whole thing, but yeah, because I'm just like, man, they should be. This is set up that either one of them would get a chance to beat these guys in training camp. Like, right. Okay, if you can't beat Kenny Pickett and you can't beat the 40-year-old journeyman, because that's what it breaks. I know we love him here, but that's what it breaks down to everybody else. Eh, I don't need to see you out there.
Speaking of not sounding too respectful there, Ken Carmen.
Well, yeah.
You call him a journeyman.
Well, yeah, is that not what he is now? I think he'd even call himself a journeyman.
Listen, I'm not disputing you. I'm just, you know, handing it right back to you.
That's true.
But, yeah, I mean, you're right. If these guys can't beat out Joe Flacco or they can't beat out Kenny Pickett, yeah, there is a serious question to be asked. What's there to gain by seeing them this year? You know what? I think just this is just my take. I think if the Browns had the luxury of making the choice, I think that they would prefer to go with Flacco or Kenny Pickett and let Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders learn a little bit this year. But that's just my gut feeling on that, my own personal opinion.
Daryl, thank you for the time. I'll see you in hell.
Have a great weekend, guys.
The Dangerous One, Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.